بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنهم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يصبح على كل سلامة من أحدكم صدقته. Still in this chapter of making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the importance of virtues and various types of zikr.
Oh, now you have realized my greatness, my magnificence. You want to fall at my feet. Allah Ta'ala says, no, first make ruku. That is, absence make the heart grow fonder. That you hear close to your beloved, but your beloved still keeps you at bay little. And now your heart is becoming more eager. You're just waiting, when can it open? And our heads also should be straight in line in ruku. Bend down properly in front of Allah, showing our extreme humbleness in front of Allah. And then uttering those beautiful words, oh Allah, you are extremely pure. You my Rabb. Allah is everybody's Rabb. But here particularly Allah says, you are one at one. As we mentioned, we in a dialogue with Allah Ta'ala. One droplet of dirty, filthy fluid from sperm, I am absolutely useless. What is the greatness of Allah? What is the purity of Allah? In that way you humble yourself. Now you bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this bowing down is a great honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we will learn in front. So ruku dalalat karta is baat par.
That is prepared to take it. In other words, everyone will be rich, will be well off. There will be nobody who wants to take sadaqah. وَيُرَى الرَّجُلُ الْوَاحِدِ يَتْبَعُهُ أَرْبَعُونَ إِمْرَاتًا. And you will see that there will be one man and there will be 40 women that will be walking and going behind him. In other words, that one man marries 4 women, so that the women are not abused also, their honor is not interfered with, and they are looked after very well. But when that is not the case, then women are left free, and all the other evils that follow with it comes along. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعْبِتُكَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهَا. I sold you whatever, the land and everything that was on it. Everything is yours, which we can't understand today. Today the fight will be the opposite way. The person who sold the land will say, I didn't sell you this gold, bring it back. And the person who found the gold will say, it's mine, I bought you, I found, let them give it to them, let them share it and let them use it. وَتَصَدَّقَةً. And also let them give some sadaqah from there, some charity from there. So Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, as we will read in the hadith in front also, was very famous for his wonderful decisions he used to make. Such a way, a decision about the teachings of deen, not only the basic teachings of masail, etc., and not only of taqwa, but of kindness, and to favor the next person and show compassion to the next person. That is, when there was so much barakat, and people also, there were such great people with such wisdom. Ulama state that this incident transpired.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iza sharafa bilawa shaykh arif billah rumi waf dore kutbe dore hazar shah ki muhammad aqtisa wadam allah fiyudahum. زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل ہو لطف آہو فغا درد الفت کا جو قلب حامل نہیں درد الفت کا جو قلب حامل نہیں اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں صحبت شیخ کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں جس کا دل اہل دل پر نہیں ہے فدا جس کا دل اہل دل پر نہیں ہے فدا اس کے سینے میں دل اس کے بن کے رہبر بھی وہ شیخ کامل نہیں بن کے رہبر بھی وہ، شیخ کامل نہیں اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں، زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں.
Comes. So they will take maximum benefit, they will go to him. So a person whose heart has been affected with the love of Allah, in fact the wound is in the heart of the love of Allah, he will immediately recognize the lovers of Allah and he'll run towards the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. But a person who is not in that field, who hasn't found the love, who is not affected with the love of Allah, he won't even be interested in people who come who have the love of Allah Ta'ala. Behre ulfat ka ko, no matter how much he goes in the love of Allah, in the ma'rifat of Allah, Allah is infinite. So he never reaches now what? Because Allah is unlimited. And you cannot, so to say, capture Allah complete, get the complete ma'rifat of Allah. Get the complete, Allah is unlimited. So you just carry on and on. So behre ulfat ka ko kinara kaha, where is there a shore in the sea of the love of Allah? There is no shore. You just carry on swimming all the time. And that, in the days they got married, fulfilling rights also, having children also. But that feeling of love, what it is, many unfortunately are deprived of it. And those who have it also, many love gets lost on the way with the fights in between and all that. Now it's just a matter of staying together. So what do they know, what is closeness and what is love? To be in love, what it is, those people who don't have that, some people misinterpret lust as love. Lust is completely something else and there isn't the love of Allah. So this love is a great thing. Very fortunate are those people who are blessed with this love of Allah Ta'ala. Mashaykh, when they train their murids, today unfortunately, generally we don't have those khanqas also, where people can come anytime. One person who came, wanted to make his Islam, the Shaykh, so he doesn't know what is love, where is he going to know, and Allah is not to be seen. So he asked him, that what do you love, and it took him a long time to analyze. That I will also amuse that person. And he'll think these people who are engaged in the love of Allah, they wait, but when he'll get a chaska, when he'll get a taste, when the bug of the love of Allah will bite him, then see what his condition will become. So those who don't have it, they are deprived, they are denied of a great treasure. Sohbate Shaykh se jo bhi mehroom hai. And where does this one get this? From the company of the mashayikh. When a person stays with mashayikh, then he will learn the love of Allah. Allah Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayh. He should make bayan, he should shake in his bayan, yeah, with josh. The minbar should shake also. The masjid should shake as though the masjid shakes, but nobody's heart shook at all. But when he made ta'alluq with Maulana Ashraf Ali, with Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayh, and now that love of Allah was now part of the lecture. Now that salt and that masalas of the love of Allah came, he says, now simple lectures, no shaking and jumping of Rabbaniyin, ulama whose islah was made. So they made the islah of the people. And people's lives changed. Today so many ulama, but the ulama's own lives are also not correct still. So how can the people change? So if it is said perhaps that in the previous days, how many ulama there were, today there are so many, how many Darul Ulooms there are? There weren't previously so many ulama. So few ulama, today so many Allah. A person who doesn't incline and he doesn't become a slave, he doesn't become a khadim of the lovers of Allah, he doesn't even think of them. How many of them? We have our share, but how much do we even think of our share? How much do we think of relating to our share also? No contact whatsoever. So a person who has got the love, well, automatically in anything, your cell phone you love, then you'll make contact, you'll be asking people how to do this, how to do that. Love of deen, the love of namaz, the love of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And we never think of any treatment. We never think even that I'm sick. But the other love, if there's just our physical heart, something wrong, immediately, whether we have money, we don't have money, we make a point, we have to go for treatment, etc. We have to start exercising, we have to watch our diet, we are concerned about it. But I don't find the love of Allah. I don't find a love in my namaz, in my zikr of his vocabulary. Because nothing can happen. In fact, people will get angry. How much are you saying inshallah? But he can't help it. Nothing can happen. Any smallest thing, mashallah. It's only by Allah's favor. But today, whatever, before eating, no bismillah also. After eating, no alhamdulillah also. We drive our cars, we set. Very worried of seat belts, and we are busy on the cell phone, but no dua. So no connection with Allah. So that connection will come when we have the trust. And we all know the question, Mar Rabbuka, who is your Rabb? Will I be able to answer, and what does Rabb mean? Who is our creator, nourisher, sustainer, understand sustainer, who looks after everything, our controller. How much don't we think I'm in control? Today we'll go majlis? No, inshallah. Because it's in our control, the car is there, petrol is filled, everything is in order. But if we have trust in Allah, inshallah, if Allah wishes, otherwise million and one things could happen. Whatever else it is, million times it's a fraud note, it's a fraud note, they're not going to accept it. So if our iman came out fraud, if our amal came out fraud, we thought we were making namaz whole life, but there it was fraud namazes. Whatever reason, your niyat was not correct. Your istinja was not correct. Do we ever have this worry? For dunya's things, we are very particular. Anything we buy, we make sure it's the right thing. You take delivery of goods, you'll tell your workers yourself, count the things, has it come right in the correct amount? People will see in front of us, very few are not concerned. Whereas, صَفُّ صُفُوفَكُمْ فَإِنَّ تَسْوِيَةَ الصُّفُوفِ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. But no worry about it. That make yourself straight, that is part of perfection of namaz. If you want your namaz to be perfect, the saf must be straight. But nothing. How many of us, no problem with our joints, we are still young people, I'm talking of students,